So the next question that comes along really is when to use an allogeneic stem cell transplant. We have a lot of experience now with non-myeloablative allo transplants for patients with a lot of diseases, including the low-grade lymphomas. And this modality can clearly cure people, I think, of follicular lymphoma, but it's clearly at a relatively high risk. And so what I generally quote people is that there's about a 25% chance of dying from some other cause other than your lymphoma. There's about a 25% chance of still dying from your lymphoma. And for patients without other major risk factors, there's about a 50% chance of being in a long-term remission. So I think that that is your trump card for this disease, and that anyone under the age of 70 or so should keep that in mind. And we've gone actually up to mid-70s in terms of allogeneic transplants using these non-myeloablative regimens. Outpatient transplants, our regimen is 3 doses of fludarabine, 1 dose of 200 centigrade TBI. It's entirely an outpatient procedure, and then you get stem cells from the donor.
How widely available is it?
It depends entirely on whether you have a donor.
I'm talking about geographically across this country.
Our regimen is pretty much available only in a few centers, but everyone else is doing their limited version. MD Anderson has their fludarabine cytoxin version.
Is this happening in the community too?
No, it's not, and it shouldn't happen in the community. The procedure itself is very easy. There's not very much to it, but keeping people alive afterwards requires the expertise of an allogeneic transplant center that can recognize the infectious complications and graft versus host disease, which are the major causes of non-relapse deaths.
If you had to make a guess, what fraction of patients out there who you think maybe should have this done or actually getting it done?
Oh, very few. It's just a small number at this point, but hopefully that will eventually change. I mean, for some of the other diseases, for example, mantle cell, our results are tremendous, and so are other centers. So I think that anyone with mantle cell lymphoma should be thinking about that after they've gone through some of the other options. So that's one of the other questions is, when do you do this? I personally don't do this until you're kind of on the short end of the stick in terms of your disease. So if you failed an auto transplant and you failed, you know, the usual conventional types of therapies, then those patients have generally a very short survival, and that's the time to think about it. I personally don't use it early, first, second relapse, unless it's an extraordinary case. So I'm pretty conservative in that way, and I actually will not recommend allotransplants to patients unless they need it.
I could save you a lot of time. Just take all these answers and stick them up on our website, and then when people have the question, you just throw them the link, you know?
Yeah, well, it usually becomes a little more complicated than that.
I know. Okay. So keep going.
Okay. So those are the top questions in follicular lymphoma. Let's jump to mantle cell lymphoma.
Okay.
So